The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So a little bit later today, we are going to hear from Kevin Stefanski somewhere around noon. And yep. In that moment, he will probably say DTR is officially the starting quarterback for Sunday's game against Cincinnati. But Jeff, I just don't feel like I know DTR the way I need to know.
You need a
DTR.
Refresher?
Can you help me with that, please?
Is that yes. What you're telling me, Andy?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You need a refresher.
Yes.
Well, sure. Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. And her bachelor's from Michigan. She's now a professor, a doctor, in the School of Nursing at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
She is very well traveled.
Yes, and very well educated.
Have you been to Columbia?
I've not.
Oh,
I've heard it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, we stopped there. We were doing a little college tour over the summer, and it is a very, very nice campus.
Yeah.
Very nice
campus. DTR's mom has her doctorate, and she's a prof at UNLV.
How about that? I feel like, are we going to be learning more about him throughout the day, Jeff?
Oh, I think we should do it every segment, Andy.
So we're going to get to know DTR a little bit more every segment.
Yeah. You want to throw one in at any time, you just let me know.
Do you have another one? Do you have a lot of these?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Andy, I prepped for the whole show to get to know DTR because he's the guy, baby.
I wish your first name was Harold. You know why?
Harold Thompson Robinson?
No, you'd just be Preparation H. You, person. That's why. If your first name is H.
It's a good product, I'm told.
Give me another one. You had another one you want to throw at me, or you want to hold back here for a second?
Cedric Tillman was only the third leading receiver on that Bishop Gorman team.
Really?
He caught 37 balls, 774 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
And Jerry Jeudy was the top
also
receiver?
Also on that team, the second leading receiver, a gentleman named Jalen Naylor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh.
He was the second leading receiver. The leading receiver on that team
is
Brevin Jordan, tight end for the Houston Texans.
Really?
63 catches, over 1,100 yards, actually 1,111 with 13 touchdowns. You want it to get even more disgusting?
Tell me their fourth receiver on that team is also in the NFL.
He was a young guy, a sophomore at the time, gentleman by the name of Roma Dunze of the Chicago Bears.
You keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
So DTR in his senior year is throwing to Roma Dunze, who caught only 3 balls all year for 30 yards.
Right. What was he?
Roma Dunze, Brevin Jordan, Jalen Naylor, and Cedric Tillman.
Please tell me they won the state championship that year, right? They had to have,
They lost 2 games. I don't know if they won it or not. They were 13-2.
How did that team lose any games?
I don't know. They were played out of school, out of state schools.
Oh.
But think about that. You're the quarterback, and you're throwing the ball to Cedric Tillman, Jalen Naylor, who went to Michigan State, Brevin Jordan, who went big time, and Roma Dunze, who was the 9th overall pick, I believe, in this last draft.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
He was basically in the NFL in 9th grade, 10th grade, right?
He was throwing to guys who were big-time players.
That's impressive. All right, I'm. You know what? I feel like I know him a lot better
there
now.
There you go.
Well
Thus
done.
The point of the shtick that you'll hear all day.
I'm enjoying this. Okay, so you hear yesterday DTR starting. We've kind of gone back and forth on this. Your thoughts on him starting?
My thought was why? And my thought was just this. It must mean, and I don't know that this is accurate, but my immediate reaction was, it must mean you're absolutely done with Jameis Winston. Because if you weren't done with Jameis, wouldn't you want him to get more reps in the Kevin Stefanski, Ken Dorsey system? And see if he can't be your starter next year. Because I don't think it's likely at all, and I hope I'm wrong, that Dorian Thompson-Robinson could be your starter next year. I don't see that. And if you're giving reps to a guy to see if he can be your backup, it means to me you've already made a decision that the other guy can't be your starter. So I'm looking bigger picture on this. I don't think there's any way DTR is your starter next year. And man, do I hope I'm wrong. Wouldn't it be awesome if he goes out and lights it up, Andy, and completes 30 or 40 passes for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns against a bad pass defense in Cincinnati?
It would be fun.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, it'd be
totally. And then he follows
awesome.
It up and does it again against Miami. And then does the same thing to Baltimore. And all of a sudden, you think you might have a young guy who can be your guy moving forward. I would love that. But to me, this screams, hi, Jameis is done here. So we're going to play the other guy and see if he can't be our backup.
I got to be honest. I just don't think there's anything to lose by starting him. And the only question
Okay, what's to gain?
To see what he looks like.
Purpose?
To see if he has a long-term future with your team as either possibly a starter, which I don't really see that, but or a guy that you want on this team to be a backup that you think you can get him up and ready to go in case your starter gets hurt, so that he can give you a viable option as a backup quarterback and gives you the confidence that if they do have to put him out on the field, that they can win.
Say to you about Jameis Winston?
It says to me they know what Jameis Winston is. They know what he can do. They know that if they want and they want to make a run at him for next year to keep him around, that they know exactly what they're getting. I hear you say this all the time.
I disagree with
let
me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because if they thought that, then wouldn't you play him and try and coach him up and coach out the interceptions or get him more familiar in your system? That's the point to me, Andy, is this. I think they've given up on Jameis. And that's okay if they come up with a better alternative. But right now, I don't think they have a better alternative to be the starting quarterback next year than Jameis Winston. And I think they're turning the page on him, which is okay if they find one.
Okay, but do you have any confidence that, coach him up? He's been in the league since, 2015?
Guys get better. I didn't say that I think that that's the best solution, did I? I think the best solution is to go out and find yourself a really good starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know that Jameis is that guy. But of the four guys who are on this team right now, I think he's the best option. And I think they're turning the page on that. So that must mean, to me, that means that they're done with Jameis. And that's okay if that's what they decide. But you better find somebody who's better.
What if you don't? What's worse? You're going to have a 2-win season next year? 1-win season?
Yeah, and then Kevin gets fired and Andrew Berry gets fired.
And then you start all over. We've been here before. We understand. We know what this is like.
Exactly. You want to, I
saw the parade. Did you like the 0-16 parade?
Did you
like it?
I did not, actually. Yeah,
I didn't either.
I was not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
I'm at the point now where I just, can you please be competitive? Can we have a competitive game? Your defense was competitive on Sunday against Kansas City. Your defense was competitive. They gave you an opportunity to win. Unfortunately, you handed them the ball on the other side of the 40 twice so that they could punch it in. And whether that was special teams or that was, you know, an interception. And then they tried to force the ball in the end zone. And, like, Jameis is what Jameis is. I don't.
Jameis is.
He's fun.
I mean, Jameis is.
When he's on, he's fun. I can see why wide receivers like him. But when he's off, man, he's off. And it's just, it's not good. It's not fun to watch. You sit there and you're like, hey, they got a chance to come back in this thing. Hey, look what they're doing. Oh, man, are they going to. Oh, he just threw another interception.
Let's be fair. He's thrown some terrible passes.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
One of the two pick sixes I thought was a terrible pass in Denver. The one that Elijah Moore didn't down the guy who intercepted the ball, I'm not going to put that completely on Jameis because I think Elijah thought he was down, but he wasn't. So that was bad, but it was a bad pass anyway. And the slinging it into the end zone, those were almost Hail Mary type of passes, and they didn't need to be at that point. But I have some information, some factual information for you for the next segment.
Yeah.
It's going to make you absolutely cringe.
Oh, great. That's just what I want to hear. More cringe. Are you going to help me know DTR a little bit better?
Absolutely.
I liked your last stat.
Absolutely.
That was a good one. 216-474-0092. Let's all get together. We're all getting to know DTR. Andrew Siciliano joins us.
That's wonderful.
We appreciate all
I'm
of you.
I'm very glad for you.
It's a big group hug.
Yeah.
And you know what I appreciate more is when you listen after two.
Click,
sounds crisper after two. It's fresh after two.
Fresh.
You know, you get all the good stuff between 10 and 2, and then you get even more stuff after 2.
Fresh.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We are waiting till what, noon, when we get the official word that DTR. By the way, why couldn't he have just said this the other day? Because the rumor just leaked out like crazy. Although it just seemed apparent in Monday's press conference, the Zoom meeting that they do, that if you weren't going to throw your weight behind Jameis Winston, that for sure
could have been Bailey Zappi.
It could have been Bailey Zappi. Because it could still be Bailey Zappi, right?
Well, you never know.
I don't know. Do we trust the media or no?
Although DTR has gone on the record talking about the opportunity to get the start this week, and he's looking forward to it.
So you think that it's a slam dunk?
Yeah, pretty much.
Think feel good about that?
All pretty right. much think he's going to do it.
Let me ask you this question. Is he, and hopefully Kevin will explain this at noon, is he auditioning for the starting quarterback job? Or is he auditioning for the backup quarterback job for the future?
Thus, my question about this whole thing.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think he's auditioning for a spot on the roster next year.
Yeah, that seems to be, I think, the fairest assessment. And what can we learn?
Can I make you cringe?
Yeah, go ahead. I knew you were going to do this. I was trying to avoid it.
I know you were. Yeah. There's a cool fantasy site called Fantasy Life that Matthew Berry's involved with. And I get an email from them every morning, which is, they have some interesting
stuff. They say, hey, Jeff, it's Matthew.
No, they it's some mass mailing. And the headline today, and I thought, oh, it's got to be the Browns. It says, this team can't be serious. And it opens up talking about, you know, here we go. You know, it was talking fantasy playoffs and, you know, the excitement of the Browns against the Bengals because the Bengals pass defense stinks and here comes Jameis and blah, blah, blah. And it says, instead, the Browns have decided to bench Jameis Winston for ... Dorian Thompson Robinson with a question mark. And then it says, what in the world with a question mark? And then a couple of lines that continue. But how in God's name are we going back to the well the following week with a quarterback who has objectively been worse than Winston? And then it talks about, you know, how everybody else has stepped up, the wide receivers and everything else, and then Jerome Ford. And they basically say, don't play any Browns offensive player this week.
Really?
Yeah, don't play any of them.
Wow.
And then they sum up the little thought about this, assuming the point is reminding us that there isn't another organization in the league that makes worse decisions when it comes to quarterbacks.
Wow.
Now, you really want to cringe. That's the warm-up for the cringe.
Okay.
You ready? They went ahead and threw out some stuff on DTR.
Okay.
What did you tell me when I mentioned something about DTR early in the show?
When you said something negative?
I said a fact. And you said, well, how many opportunities?
How many opportunities has he had in 2 years?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's take the opportunities that he's had in 2 years.
Okay.
And they threw this out. Jameis and the Browns, they're switching to DTR. Okay? And the guy wrote, I understand how bad the Deshaun Watson experience has been, and it says he's objectively been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL over the past three seasons. And then it says this, and yet DTR is one of the very few quarterbacks who you can make a compelling argument has been certifiably worse than Deshaun Watson. With quarterbacks who have had 125 dropbacks in the last 2 years, other words, drop back to throw, right?
Okay.
Of the 64, they say the EPA per dropback, and that's estimated points per attempt, is 62nd of the 64 quarterbacks in the NFL who have had at least 125 dropbacks. The completion percentage over expected. These are all deep analytical numbers, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at two numbers here that I'm like, these numbers are ridiculous.
Hold on. Is 63rd of the 64. His passer rating of guys who have had at least 125 dropbacks in the last 2 years out of 64 is 64.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
His passing touchdown rate is 64th out of 64. His interception rate is 62nd out of 64. And his yards per attempt, stick with me on this, is 64th out of 64 in the last, since he's been in the league. Now, are you ready? This is where it gets really ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to debunk some of this stuff, but keep going.
Okay. Well, these are just statistical facts.
Okay.
And can I say one of those things that's going to make you want to take and pull my underwear over my head and hang me from a closet a closet hook?
Wait, are we having flashbacks?
I'm just telling you what these guys are saying.
It's expected points added.
Okay, thank you. CPA. Thank you. Expected points added.
And it's a great stat that basically indicates how healthy your offense is.
Right.
Kind of the best way to look at it.
Okay. Yeah.
His yards per attempt is 64th out of 64, right? I mentioned that. And it's 3.7 yards per attempt. And it says this last number is particularly egregious. DTR's 3.7 yards per attempt is the single worst mark in the Super Bowl era among all quarterbacks with at least 125 career pass attempts.
Okay. Now.
So I'm just throwing those out. Now, go back to what you said earlier.
Well, here's what I'm saying. You're saying he's got 124 attempts. 100 and what? Based on
it's
150
guys with at
least
125 plus dropbacks.
Okay, well, so far he's only had 146 attempts, and he started three games. So that means in five games he played in 23, and the four games that he's been on the field this year, it's pretty much been mop up time because he's got zero starts this season. So you're automatically putting him in. So these numbers are a little tainted. And then let's not forget.
Well, they're not tainted.
Yeah, they are.
They are what they are. They're based on 125 dropbacks
you make
in a career. They're not my numbers, Andy. I'm just passing them along.
I'm sure. Let me see.
It's not like I can't imagine that the Browns are thinking, man, we got the tiger by the tail here. We got our guy. But, gosh, I sure hope he turns out to be. I hope the quarterback of the future is on this team right now. I feel negative. I feel not happy about everything I just laid out. I think we need to be happier.
I'm just looking at some of these numbers.
I think we need to be happy. And what's the backup quarterback? That name ring a bell? Mr.
Yeah.
Buckeye?
Yeah.
Former Ohio State quarterback, Tate Martell. Here's the starting quarterback at Bishop Gorman. And he threw 41 touchdowns and one interception at Bishop Gorman as a senior. So there you go. DTR learned you don't throw interceptions by watching Tate Martell.
So here, let me give you some stats on him too. Ready? In every game that he started that they've won.
Who's this?
This is Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Oh, then don't step on my gig here.
I'm just giving you some stats that I'm looking at, okay?
All right, well, if they happen to be some of mine,
we got a problem. I'm going to give you some positive stats.
We got a problem, pal.
I got some positive
stats.
Well,
I have some, too, coming up.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you two here before we go to break then. Right, ready? In every game where the Browns held their opponent that he's started, in every game that the Browns have held their opponent to 10 points or less, he's won. In every game that he has thrown the ball more than 37 times, he's won. I mean, like, I can make up these silly stats all day long. He has one victory, but in both of those games, the defense held. In his two losses, they gave up 28 points in the one game, and then they gave up 29 points in the other game they started. But they only gave up 10 in the game against Pittsburgh that they won.
So, in other words, in his young career, as long as you didn't need him to do anything, they could win.
Oh, no, they needed him to do something. They only won 13-10 in that game against Pittsburgh. So they needed him.
They didn't need too much.
But they needed enough to get a victory. So he's excellent in games when his defense doesn't give up 28 to 29 points a game.
When his defense doesn't give up more than 10?
Yeah, when his defense doesn't give up more than 27 points a game. I hope he lights it up. I just don't think the body of work isn't still...
Without question.
And I don't... Look, I'm going to sit here. If you have said to me, what is DTR? I think he's a backup. That's what I think. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to stats where they're like, oh, less than 120 passes. This is what... That's three games.
Not for him.
Four games, maybe.
I was just passing along information that was sent nationally to people.
Me too.
Internationally.
Yes.
So I was sending it there.
All right.
We're gonna continue to get to know him. We have some fun facts coming up.
All right. Some more fun facts on him. I know there's some folks on the phone line that want to talk about DTR getting started. Are you good with it? That's the biggest thing. What do you want to see? And are the Browns making the right move? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.